Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
I just want to thank you. We got to gold last hour, so I am really grateful for your generosity. I really am smitten by you. I got to be honest with you. I'm just so grateful. It pumps me up when I see that type of generosity. Thanks for, just thanks for your generosity. Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you tell others about the broadcast. You know, I try to give you a look at life that you don't find anywhere else. Try to look at those issues that deal with finance, that deal with politics, that deal with health. But shine the prism of our Catholic faith on them. And that illuminates those issues, I think, in a very different way than simply looking at them from a liberal or a conservative perspective. I really believe that if we look at these things, you know, as God would want us to look at them, then they take on a new perspective. And that goes for health, too. I mean, you know, one of the great mysteries of life for me is cancer. It's a horrible thing. My producer, Tom, he had a beautiful young girl. She was just a couple days south of her 30th birthday. And she was taken home by cancer. And the thing about this cancer, and he called, we prayed for him on the air. She was diagnosed with cancer. 3 months later, she was dead. They went in to have an emergency surgery on her, and they thought they got the cancer. And before you know it, when she was recuperating, the thing spread like it was possessed. I mean, it was crazy how it invaded her body. And I don't know what it's like to ever lose a child. I know you might. I pray to God I never have to drink from that bitter cup. I mean, that's so hard. But you might have lost a loved one, a parent, a spouse, a sibling through cancer. So many people are affected by it. You know, God can heal. We've had testimonies here. Maybe I'll share a few of those of how cancerous tumors have shrunk, how they disappeared, how doctors don't have an explanation. I might share the story of Father John Hollowell, who had a healing of brain cancer. He was kind of a victim soul. It's a great story. I'll have to share that with you if I have some time today. If not, I'll maybe work it in a little bit later in the week for you. But scientists have been searching for a cure for cancer now for decades. And the current typical treatment of surgery is, well, a couple of approaches. You have surgery, you got radiation, you got chemotherapy, right? You got immunotherapy. A lot of these things are hit or miss, right? A lot of problems, a lot of side effects come from chemo, from radiation, surgery, a lot of these different things. It's a battle. Well, doctors at Rockefeller University, they may have found a way that can help at least some cancer patients. I'm not saying all. But what these researchers have discovered is pretty amazing. They have discovered that turning on some switches in cancer cells can actually put them to sleep permanently. Isn't that crazy? You can put your cancer to sleep permanently? We're going to conquer cancer one day. I'm convinced of it. You know, some other scientists are trying to boost the immune system in a way that kind of supercharges it to go on the attack against cancer cells. Immunotherapy, you hear me talk about it every once in a while, is being used now in a lot of settings. And you know, there's also a company that believes they found a way to truly boost those immune cells. So Dr. Teresa Deischer, she joins me right now. She is a medical researcher with her PhD in molecular and cellular physiology from Stanford University, the president and founder of Sound Choice Pharmaceutical Institute and Ave Maria Biotechnology. She's been with us in the past, a bright lady, wonderful thinker, and an excellent scientist. And she's here. She'll take your calls, too. But you can check her out if you want to learn a little bit more about what she does. It's avmbiotech.com. Hey, Dr. Deischer, good afternoon. It's good to have you back.
Good afternoon. Nice to be back.
Cancer's wretched, as you know. I mean, it's a horrible thing. I think everyone listening has somebody they know who's battled it or has been taken home by it. When I hear about cancer cells, at least in some cases, being able to be kind of switched off or put permanently to sleep, tell me a little bit about what's going on here. Discovery at the Rockefeller first. I mean, how can a drug put cancer cells to sleep, and can it really be permanently?
Well, so this is from a group at the Icahn School of Medicine, and there's a factor called NR2F1 that we have known is important in putting cells to sleep in dormancy, And what they were able to do was find a drug that would trigger that that signal, that NR2F1, to be made. And they used it in mice against a certain kind of cancer. They were looking at head and neck squamous cell carcinoma, which really does speak to me because my dad had a central nervous system, a head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. And, you know, the results in the mice that they were published in November of 2021, I guess you came across them, are really exciting. I think the question really here is, what's the total role of this factor, this NR2F1? And it's actually really inconsistent when you look at different types of cancer, and it's inconsistent whether dormancy is actually a good or a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really early to get too excited about this. So for instance, dormant cells are the ones that you can't kill.
Right.
So like rapidly dividing cells can be killed with chemotherapy or radiation or immune stimulation. The dormant cells actually are thought to be responsible for breast cancer coming back after 10, 15, 20 years. And actually in some kind of cancers, like liver cancer, high levels of that factor, that NR2F1, which you would think would be making the cells dormant, mm-hmm. is actually associated with worse survival.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a really complicated biology. It may well be that for this certain type of cancer, this is going to be an amazing therapy.
Wow.
Right?
Awesome.
Because different cancers are different.
Mm-hmm.
They respond to different drugs.
Yeah.
That's why we have so many of them, right? So I think I'm, you know, anxious to see what additional work they publish on, if they get this into clinic.
Yeah.
But it may well be that there's only going to be a few types of cancers that respond to this.
Well, that'd be good. I mean, if we can turn off those, that's fantastic. Let me do this. I'm going to open the phones for you, too. If you want to join the conversation, maybe you've got a question or concern. My guest today is Dr. Teresa Deischer, and you can get in by calling 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You know, I often think we're going to look back, you know, decades from now, maybe a century or two. I don't know how long it'll take. And take a look at some of the treatments that we're using for cancer right now, like chemo. You think about that. I mean, that just seems so, it's so horrible. You know, people losing hair, the vomiting, all the side effects with it, this poison going into your body. We're going to somehow find a way to turn cancer off or at least defeat it. What about attacking it with our immunity or some other choice? And what do you think about the current tactics? I mean, we've got chemo, you got radiation therapy. There's a lot of side effects from that. Where are we with the use of those? Are they now diminishing, or are they effective still for certain cancers?
Well, you know, we have a small molecule drug that's in clinic. We're in phase two clinical trials for relapsed refractory, basically no option patients with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Very well.
And what our drug does is it turns on these special cells in the patient's own immune system. And, you know, we treat patients with our drug only, and we also treat patients in combination with other drugs. For some patients, all they need is an infusion of our drug. For other patients, they need the combination. And for some of them, we combine with other immunostimulatory drugs, like checkpoint inhibitors, and that works very well, or we combine with the cell therapy.
Right. So, doctor, let me ask you a question. Is that AVM 0703 that you're developing, is that repurposed drug to boost the immune system?
It is. It's called AVM-0703, and the 0703 is for the date that I lost my younger son to Burkitt's lymphoma. In his honor, we are thrilled to be in clinic and helping our patients.
Wow. All right, let's do this. Let's grab a call. Florida is up first. Mary, you're on the air with Dr. Deischer. Good afternoon. Hi, Mary. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm on immunotherapy. Just wanted to make a comment. And after much prayers, God opened up the door for immunotherapy, which has been working for me. And no side effects other than just itchy skin. That's it. Thank God.
Oh, praise God for that. And doctor, what do you know about immunotherapy? That seems like a real frontier, something that seems would be pretty effective.
Well, the immunotherapy they're drugs like ours. They unleash your own immune cells. So the types of drugs that Mary's talking about, what they do is cancer puts brakes on your immune system. And these drugs go in and they take the brakes off so that your own immune system can work again. And Mary's very lucky.
Amen.
She has very few side effects, just the itchy skin. There are side effects associated with these drugs. They're different than chemotherapy or radiation. Yeah. But, again, side effects are something that you're going to face with most drugs.
Well, doctor, we have a slightly amended schedule, so I really apologize. I'd love to have you back to talk more about this. I want to throw one question out from a caller here who is asking about dormant cells. Why can't they just be destroyed?
Because the drugs that the way that they identify cells, like the chemotherapy, the way that they kill the cells have to be actively dividing. Mm-hmm. Or highly metabolic.
Gotcha.
Right? And the immune system recognizes fresh cells.
Mm-hmm.
And a dormant cell is not expressing its stress signal.
Gotcha.
That's why.
Well, if people want to learn more about what you're involved in, and we'll have to have you back. We're in the middle of a relevant radio pledge drive. I know you're familiar with it. AVMbiotech.com. Is that the best way to track down your work?
www.avm, as in Ave Maria, biotech, biotech.com.
Sounds right. Hey, thanks for all you do. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. That's Dr. Teresa Deischer. I will have to bring her back at some point where we can talk much more about cancer and many of the therapies, but I am up against the clock here and have to take another short pause. As you know, we are in our relevant radio winter pledge drive, the first one of the year. I will share with you also the story of a priest who had brain cancer. It's an amazing story. I'll fill you in on that when I return.
Wish you could hit rewind on that convo? Listen to the podcast on relevantradio.com or anywhere podcasts can be found.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give from the heart. Our winter pledge drive is underway, and we've got matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you. If you can give at the $50 a month level, it's a rustic pillow, very comfy. And it's got the design of a monstrance in the words that say, "Come to me and I will give you rest." It's great for couches, chairs, window seats, or beds. We'll send you one for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The number is 877-291-0123.
What do you know? It's Pledge Drive week again here at Relevant Radio, the Give from the Heart Pledge Drive. Now, there are good times to call. In fact, it's always a good time to call. But then there are great times to call. Now is one of those great moments because we're matching 100%. Every dollar that comes in the next 45 minutes will be matched 100%. 100% thanks to our partners who have put some money on the table. We're not doing this tomorrow. Today, this hour, now is the time to call. 877-291-0123. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani. It's been a fun afternoon. The calls are coming in good. That's what we like to see. We've had over 100 people step forward. We'd like to, I think we can get to 400. If we're a quarter of the hour in and we have 100 already,
you are a big thinker.
That's 400. 400. Wow, let's go. Keep them coming. 877-291-0123. You got to ask for the moon.
Yeah, sure. You got to hold out a big cup. That's part of my philosophy. Yep. Ask big. And, you know, if you can help, fantastic. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we have a dollar for dollar match right now. And your donation is tax deductible. I know many of you might be doing your taxes. Maybe you're getting a tax refund. Maybe you can give a little bit of that to help Relevant Radio with the calls. But I've got bad news for you. And that is that tomorrow we will not have a dollar-for-dollar match. I do right now for the next 42 minutes. That's what I was just told. The next 42 minutes, there is a partnership challenge, dollar-for-dollar match. So anything you give will be matched 100%. Your $20 becomes $40, your $100 becomes $200. Can you help? That's all I'm going to say. Can you help? I'm going to ask. And if you can, I mean, I would tell you, we'd be grateful. 877-291-0123. Really great way to give is online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app, because you also get a free download, a wonderful little program put together by Father Kubicki.
You know, we unite our sufferings together in prayer. We do that every day on Relevant Radio, but we also take moments to celebrate life's joys. I want to do that right now and congratulate Patrick and Nancy Madrid on their 42nd wedding anniversary.
That's
today.
Fantastic.
We're going to celebrate their witness to marriage. What are you yawning
I couldn't
for?
Help it. I was trying to say yay. It's suddenly a yawn overtook me.
Well, that's one way to celebrate.
You're boring me to death, Mike. You're putting me to sleep.
Listen, Patrick and Nancy.
Who's Madrid? I never heard of him. Never heard of the
congratulations
guy.
Congratulations on your 42nd wedding anniversary. I'm celebrating, and that's what we do here at Relevant Radio, because we want to celebrate the witness of your marriage. You know, we believe in the sacraments. Baptism matters. Vocations matter. The sacraments matter. 877-291-0123. And I know Drew, deep in his heart, is celebrating your anniversary today.
I'm texting him right now. I am actually, as we talk, texting Patrick and Nancy.
All right.
I love them both.
Yeah, we do. Keep the calls coming. This has been a great hour. 877-291-0123.
Coming through loud and clear. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show.
Yeah, one of the great mysteries of life is cancer. We talked a little bit about possibly being able to turn off those cancer cells. I know there'll be new advances in the days to come, but it's also, I believe, a doorway to heaven for a lot of souls. God often calls us home that way. And it's also a means to grow in holiness. I heard a story. I shared a little bit of, about it with you a few days ago about a priest. His name's Father John Holloway. And back in 2018, he did something I don't have the courage to do. He made an offer to the Lord. He says, Lord, I would be willing to suffer for victims of clerical sexual abuse. So he offered himself as a victim soul. And look, you got to be really careful what you ask for. You pray for humility, you're going to get humility. Trust me, I've done it, right? You ask to be a victim soul, you don't know what the Lord's going to do, what kind of suffering you may endure. And it's not to be fearful of, because God's going to use it. St. Faustina suffered, all the great saints all knew suffering, and they all made it meritorious. So a month after he makes this prayer, something happened to him. He ended up having this seizure. And on February 11th, and it might resonate with you, that's a Fatima feast day, right? February 11th, that's when Our Lady appeared in Lourdes to Bernadette Subaru. The doctors of the Mayo Clinic confirmed he had a brain tumor, and it was a rare one. And that's the scariest of all cancers to me, those brain tumors, if they got cut into your brain. And well, he went to Mayo. They actually performed surgery, and the neurosurgeon found that the fingers of the tumor, they reached deeper into his brain than was accepted. You know, than they expected it to do. And look, I get terrified of anybody. This is a thought of somebody cutting into the brain. Of course, this is also the time COVID hit. And you know, things were a little weird. And they followed up with radiation, 9 months of chemo, a couple more surgeries. And all throughout that, though, he carried with him the names of 180 victims of clerical sexual abuse who had contacted him after he tweeted this out. So these souls said, would you please pray for me? 180. So the chemo caused him lots of problems. He ended up getting depression. He even had suicidal thoughts. You know, the sickness that comes with chemo. After he went through that, the cancer seemed to be in remission. And he had to go back every 3 months for a follow-up MRI. So in January of last year, this is a relatively new story, they found that the tumor, it grew back. And you talk about all the suffering you've gone through. Now you're battling this tumor again, this brain tumor. There was another one, this time on his pituitary gland. So at the same time, he booked himself for a trip to Lourdes, Lourdes, France. And he went there by himself. And he got lost, actually, between the train station and the shrine and nearly missed being able to be in line for one of those world-famous baths. If you've ever been to Lourdes, it's one of my favorite apparition sites. Absolutely spectacular. He wanted to go, but not just for himself. He wanted to go even for family members. He wanted to go for friends who have fallen away from the practice of the faith. And you know, he knew thousands of prayers have been answered there. So he went, he takes the bath, and he goes home. After he got home, he had another MRI. And the doctors say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. You know, tumor had grown back. He had another one on his pituitary gland. There were no more tumors. They vanished. Now, don't forget, this man, he's got this huge scar on his head as they cut open his skull. They were in there. They had seen those tumors. They had run MRIs. These tumors were there. When he got back from this trip, the preacher said, hey, Father, man, where were you? You look great. You look so much healthier. The issues that were caused by the tumor on his pituitary gland, they vanished, completely disappeared. The only thing the images showed were scars from his previous surgery. Now, I just got to thank God. Father Holloway, I'm sure, certainly thanking God. But I also am particularly moved by him on a couple of different points here. One, God can heal cancer. And we talk about looking for answers. We should be praying for a cure to cancer. And I've had so many emails that have come into the Chapel of Divine Mercy where, you know, there are very similar stories where there's these massive tumors, tumors the size of a grapefruit, and they pray the chaplet with us, and the tumor disappears. And the doctors say, I cannot explain this. I have no idea. It's a miracle. And those stories happen over and over again. So God is greater than your cancer. God can heal your cancer. If you just got that diagnosis, or if you're battling it now, or if you're depressed, or if you're worried about your spouse or your child, know that God is greater than your cancer. Okay? He is the author of life. He can vanquish those cancer cells in a heartbeat. If you're going through it personally, I often think about this. And I think about Father Holloway because it's a big lesson. You can make your suffering, whether it's cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, MS, chronic migraines, sciatica, whatever your problem is, neuropathy, and it can become meritorious. Why not unite it to that of the Lord on the cross? Right? Pray for the conversion of your loved ones, your children. Pray for those who are really offending God, those who are most in need of his mercy. You've been given a gift, a particular power. And I think of saints, not just St. Faustina, the Fatima seers, they would do harsh penances after they saw souls who were being lost and going into hell. Saints like Rose of Lima, St. Rose of Lima would inflict sufferings upon herself for the sake of others. And there was a power in this. Padre Pio suffered the stigmata. St. Francis of Assisi, he took up great suffering, especially in fasting for the sake of the church, because Christ told him, rebuild my church. Maybe you can offer your suffering for peace in the world. Look, God will use your suffering. God can also lift it. He can also heal, and he can cure in amazing ways. I love the story of Father John Holloway, and it's a story that says cancer's not bigger than God, right? It's not the final word. God is. And if you are suffering, I really strongly encourage you today, maybe the Lord is speaking to you, united to that of the Lord on the cross, and use it in a way that can transform not just your life, but the world.
Thank you, Carolina, in Chicago. Your $100 gift means so much to us. Ron in Castro Valley, California, $100. And Rose in Maitland, Florida, your $300 gift is being matched and becomes $600. Those three people and about 112 other listeners have stood up so far this hour. We need to hear from another 200 or so, and we'd love to do this in the next 35 minutes. Mike Kendall, Drew Mariani, asking you to give from the heart at 877-291-0123. Your tax-deductible gift keeps us on the air so we can continue to share stories like Father Holloway's story there, or hear these great miracle moments that you've been hearing all week. We need to keep it going. This is our mission together. And we need some listeners to step up now, and our partners are standing by to match you dollar for dollar. You heard that $300 gift. If you can part with a dollar a day, that becomes $2 a day. Make that call now at 877-291-0123.
It's 877-291-0123. Could really use you right now. And if you can help, we've got dollar for dollar matching in this hour. And, you know, we talk about suffering, right? Another way to sacrifice is financially. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a good way. We all live within our means. We all worry. Maybe you're worrying about your health because you've got cancer or some other debilitating disease. Maybe you're fine. Maybe it's your finances that you worry about. I don't believe you can outgive God. I often say, give if you can, pray if you can't, right? But if you can, and you can make it a sacrifice, as a gift of alms, I'll tell you, the Lord is honored by that. He blesses that. He uses that. And if you can help right now, it's the perfect time to do it. Dollar for dollar match just for the next 32 minutes right now. Then I'll be signing off. There's no match tomorrow. So make your pledge at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
You think about during the course of the year how often we just kind of indiscriminately make a donation. You know, the neighborhood kid comes by with popcorn for the high school football team fundraiser, or, you know, there's a GoFundMe campaign and you kick in $25. Listen, if you can afford to make those kind of donations, step up and support Catholic Radio. Even a one-time donation of $50, it becomes $100 instantly when you make that call. 877-291-0123. And think of the benefits. Think how you've benefited from listening to Relevant Radio, and think how many hearts we've changed together because we've made this apostolate possible. We are here to bring Christ to the world through the media. That's our mission statement, and we're committed to it every day. Are you committed with us? 877-291-0123.
We can't do it without you. We're all on this mission, and we're all chosen to live at this particular moment in time together. Will you help us? Please call 877-291-0123. Give whatever you can. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I am so grateful for everyone who's saying, hey, Drew, we love the show, and we're grateful for what you're doing, and thanks for the look at life that you give us. And that's what your donation in this hour says to me, that you're on Team Drew. We're all on Team Relevant, but it really is a blessing. Hey, we talked a little bit about cancer, about possible advancements with it. We talked about Father Holloway and how it can be meritorious and even redemptive. Over the years, we've been praying the chaplet for cures to cancer. And we get all sorts of emails of people who are saying, hey, can you pray for my loved one? Or, you know, can you pray for the healing of this? Or can you pray for this financial blessing? And the answer prayers are people returning to the church. There's been relationships that have been healed. There's been all sorts of miracles. But healing of physical ailments, especially of cancer, is, I think it's probably one of the most requested prayers that we get here. They come in all the time. Every day on the air, I get these intention. And it's actually a great way to pray for that healing. And like I said, we hear stories all the time of people said, the doctor has no explanation for it, right? My next guest, and I want to talk to him. His name's Dr. Ronald Sobeck. He wrote a book, I don't know how many years ago it was. He's a blood cancer specialist. And he wrote a book, you might want to read this. It's called Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. Triumph Over Cancer. And, I think you really need to turn to the Lord, trust in his mercy. How do you deal with cancer? How do you deal with the loss of somebody through cancer? What role does divine mercy play? You know, healing of physical ailments, especially cancer, it takes place all the time. And you think, well, it's not for me, Drew. That's for somebody else. I don't know. I'll share a quick story with you. There's a story of a doctor who tells of one patient he prayed for, right? And say Tim had a very rare form of aggressive and usually fatal lymphoma. And of course, a course of chemotherapy sort of helped him. Then it came back. He was put on hospice. Nothing else doctors could do, right? And Tim had a strong group of supporters praying for him, including his doctor, who would pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy. So Tim's now in hospice, and the only thing they can do is pray. And as a doctor, he expected a call soon afterwards telling him that, hey, we want to let you know your patient passed away. But he never got the call. Nothing happened. A few weeks of not hearing, he called the hospice nurse who told him, oh, no, your patient's no longer here. He went home. So he called Tim in a follow-up, and instead of the sickly man who had lost 40 pounds, who was on death's door, Tim was a totally different man. He was full of vigor. He was full of strength. God healed him. Of course, it doesn't mean that God's going to answer, the prayer that we wanted. I mean, God may want us to suffer a little bit longer. He may actually use cancer as a doorway to eternal life. Another man named Richard felt moved to go to his local hospital, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for a sick person who was there. One man named Lou had cancer, and his family was in great distress. He was dying, too. As Richard prayed, over time, he noticed a sense of peace coming over the family. And when Lou did die, his family was sad, of course, at his death, but they weren't overwhelmed. They were given a gift. They were given the gift of peace. And those stories I just shared with you are from Dr. Ron Sobeck. As I said, he's a blood cancer specialist. He's an associate professor at the Cleveland Clinic, Lerner College of Medicine, and of Case Western Reserve University. And he's also the author of Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. And he joins us today. Hey, it's good to have you with me today, doctor. Thank you for your time. And thank you for your book. I'm sure it's a bestseller. I know a lot of people are battling cancer, and Divine Mercy's really been an answer for a lot of people. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Good to be back. When did you write your book? I'm trying to remember. Was it 2011 or 2001?
It came out in 2011. Yeah, I might have started jotting things down in the early days. It took a little while, but regardless, it was.
I love the stories that you have in it, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to get the book. So grab a pen and paper. I'll tell you how to pick it up. But you've seen a lot of healing with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and I know it's not all physical. Share with me your own encounter and what motivated you to write this book, Divine Mercy: Triumph Over Cancer.
Yeah, well, I think daily as you work with lots of people from all different faith backs, a lot of saintly people, and some people, as you alluded to, are cured, but some people are not. And we're all, even those cured physical ailments in the Gospels, if you remember, Jesus cured a lot of people, but yeah, at some point they all pass from this life as well. So that extra time, like as you were alluding to, is for a purpose. And so just being inspired by, say, all these saintly people, and back in my earlier days, fourth year med school, I was brought to the attention of the Divine Mercy messages in St. Faustina, and really changed my life radically as I read her diary. Yeah. And, the Lord instructed her to jot a lot of these experiences down, and became this beautiful diary that's changed a lot of people's lives. And I guess it'll inspire just humility to follow her example, just to jot down some of these. You can write a book about every one person, but there's just thousands of people that come in your life, and really to help to share that there's some of the experiences. And sometimes it's not just cancer. That's a model I think I use in the book for any form of suffering. It could be financial difficulties, yeah, or heart disease or emotional struggles. But how do you embrace those struggles and try to grow from it and heal?
So, yeah, I'm just curious as a physician, what you say to a person who's prayed and yet God calls their loved one home. I think you really need to have a spiritual focus. I know that cancer is a doorway to eternal life. For some people, it's God. It's the way God may bring that soul home. But, boy, it's hard when people say, okay, I'm going to pray. I read your book. I'm going to really trust in Divine Mercy. And their prayers don't answer the way they want. How do you counsel people like that?
Yeah, it's in this world, even people of great faith, we don't always completely understand the Lord's marvelous, mysterious ways, but obviously he knows better than all of us what's the right thing. And of course, his son, who he loved dearly, of course, suffered like no one ever in all eternity. So I think, as St. John Paul II, insights from him and his Salvifici Dolores, a letter he wrote in 1984, just the value of that, the meritorious value of suffering, and it opened my eyes. So I think for those of certainly open to certain faith, it's a little bit easier to share that. But otherwise, just that the compassion and knowing that that people are loving or walking together. And sometimes suffering brings people together. Some families have been apart. It brings them together or brings strangers into people's lives to create a greater good or a sense of well-being. We're all going to die at some point in our life or suffer one way or another or know people that do. And from those encounters, I think the Lord uses that not just for that person and their family, but for all of us to grow. And so when it's our time, perhaps, or when we're facing suffering, how we have learned from our professors at the bedside, you know.
That's right. My guest today is Dr. Ronald Sobeck. And if you want to, Sobecks, if you want to join us, the number is 888-914-9149. His book, by the way, Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. Let me put a plug in for it now because I know how quickly time goes here. If people want it, I know the Marians sell it at their site. Is it available on Amazon and all Catholic bookstores, or how can people get your book?
Yeah, certainly Amazon, but also, as you alluded to, the Marians of Immaculate Conception. Marian Press is the publisher, so www.marian.org or 1-800-462-7426, and they can get you through, or divinemercy.com, on their website, too. So those are easy ways to get to it.
Hey, Doctor, do me a favor. Share a story. I mean, what was the most, touching story you've had with Divine Mercy and your patient care, especially maybe even with cancer? I know you've chronicled a number of them in your book, but share with me something that really touched you.
Yeah, I've had one gentleman that comes to mind that I had a cancer called Hodgkin's lymphoma that I met him 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, had really refractory relapsing Hodgkin's lymphoma, not responding to traditional therapies. I'm a former transplant doctor, so we actually went through three different transplant procedures. And over time, they worked for a little while, but his disease kept coming back. But most people in that setting would have died a long time ago. I'll preface it by saying this cancer is usually curable for most people, but unfortunately for my patient Paul, that wasn't the case. But with that, a lot of prayer was being offered. And Paul actually lived for 20 years with that disease. And he actually, even though there was some cancer around, he died from other reasons, not from the cancer itself. So I think, although he had certainly had anxiety about it at times, like any and normally would, but I think with the power of prayer, and his wife was a woman of tremendous faith as well, praying for him. Right. And I think I'd like to believe that Chapel of Divine Mercy would definitely helped over the years give me insights how to treat him and to work with him. And granted, it just was a very fruitful experience, I thought, and it was a wonderful man, even though, you know, once again, we all passed, but to live 20 years with something where other people may have died in a year, I thought was just remarkable. So
I only have a moment or two left, Doctor, just because I have an amended schedule with our pleasure, but I have a friend who is a heart surgeon, and he often tells me he prays for his patients. You know, quite often he's done it when they were really in critical condition as well. Do you incorporate prayer into your own practice as well? Do you find yourself using this prayer in particular for patients?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I go to daily mass, and the Eucharistic adoration is a huge part of my life. Amen. But with the chaplet, of course, as the Lord instructed us, especially to pray for the sick and dying. So sometimes you're just outside the bed. I know during the COVID pandemic, where priests couldn't get in there, unfortunately, that there was a tremendous opportunity that the Lord gave to us to be at the bedside, or at least outside the bedside, to bring those tremendous graces to them. So it is, and I've learned that from many other saintly people, a lot of healthcare providers too. So it's not just me. There's a lot of wonderful people that you get to work with every day.
Well, Dr. Sobeck, final thoughts here. What advice would you give to somebody who is in the battle with cancer right now and who might even be despairing or despondent or a little frustrated?
Yeah. Well, never lose hope. I think I know that you're not in it alone. But where, again, some people have family support, other people don't. But the Lord is in our Catholic churches, with Christian brothers and sisters throughout the world are with you. We're all praying.
Amen.
But to use it as an opportunity, as hard as it is, and sometimes just to focus and say, "Jesus, I trust in you." You know, it may not be. Maybe hard to say longer prayers, but just to know that presence and the Lord takes care of things.
Well, I know how busy you are, and I'm so grateful for the time you gave us. I want to bring you back when we have much more time to talk, but Relevant Radio's listeners supported, and we've got to stop every few minutes here just remind people to help us. So thank you for what you do. I'm so grateful for it. Okay. We'll catch up soon, okay?
And thank you for what you do.
God bless you. That's Dr. Ron Sobeck's, his book, Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. I know it's been a bestseller for years. And it's always good to talk with him. I do have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. I'm just going to ask you very quickly before I go to break, can you help? If you can, I only have about 16 minutes left. There's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's good while I'm on the air right now. There'll be no match tomorrow, so could use about 140 people, maybe 130 people to join me to get to that goal, okay? Thanks for whatever you can do. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Another person says, I wrote to you about my grandson. I told you that he had a soft spot that had closed too soon and he might have to have skull surgery. Maggie was kind enough to read it on the air on Friday. Remember this one, Maggie? She says he was referred to a neurosurgeon. He had an appointment. She took one look at him and said he's perfectly fine. So we just want to say, praise God, that soft spot was closed, but his skull development was normal. No surgery is necessary. I knew when I heard Maggie read my email that the power of this prayer and the thousands of prayer warriors that were listening, that God was so good that he'd answer my request. I love you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks from the bottom of my heart. Sheree.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
The final 15 minutes of the Drew Mariani Show for Tuesday, and we need to hear from 129 more people to hit our goal of 300 this hour. Can you do it? Can you be one of those people? Call now at 877-291-0123 and show your support for the radio station that brings Christ to the world through the media. And we cover it in so many ways. We pray together. We talk about some of the most pressing issues of our lives. You know, we've just had a conversation about cancer. It doesn't get any more serious than that. But we also live in the world, and we talk about the fun things in life as well. In fact, Morning Air has two great Catholics to talk about the Super Bowl this week. We just found out that All-Star quarterback Philip Rivers is going to be their guest on Thursday morning at 7:30 Central Time to talk Super Bowl. And tomorrow morning, the Kansas City Chiefs chaplain, Father Rocha, we'll be on at 7 o'clock Central Time. So we're not afraid to have a little fun, too. And a lot of Catholics in that game coming up this Sunday night. We'll cheer them all on. 877-291-0123.
You never know who's going to pop on, right? Yeah. I love Philip Rivers. You know, as you pointed out, Kel had some great guests past week. I mean, you never knew who's going to call in. You know, it's such a beautiful family here on so many different levels, from the contributors to the callers. And you are part of our family. Look, we're down to about 13 minutes, and I'll just give you a perspective. Our goal is about $3 million. We're listener supported. This is Catholic Radio. We're outnumbered and we're outgunned in the culture. A lot of other voices out there. And we need your help in order to stay strong and stay on the air. I'm grateful for your support. I'm so grateful to be able to spend my afternoons with you and give you a look at life that you may not find on any other radio program, because we shine the light, the eternal truths of our faith on these complex issues. We don't wave a partisan flag. We give you truth. And if you can get behind me in this hour, we're looking now for about 125 people, Mike. The phones are ringing. They look great. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You could use the mobile app. Your donation will be tax deductible, and it will get matched in the next 13 minutes, dollar for dollar. So your 20 becomes 40. Your 1,000 becomes 2,000. Whatever you can do to move the needle, please do it. The number, if you want to call, if that's the best way for you to get in, it's 877-291-0123. And one final thing here, please, when you give us that pledge, when you make that pledge, leave your prayer intention for us, because we really do want to pray for it. You'll get blanketed in prayer.
We're taking the matching dollars off the table tomorrow. At this time tomorrow, you won't have the opportunity to have your dollars donated and doubled. So call now. 100% match with 12 minutes to go. 877-291-0123, or online, and get that exclusive free gift from Father Kubicki. It's yours free when you donate online at relevantradio.com. Please give from the heart.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I love when you write to me and you share these stories. I want to share something that just came in here. And Mike Kendall joins me. He's our executive vice president of programming at the network here. And I also want to do this. I'm going to open the phones. I'd love to hear. Do me a favor. Call me right now, because I only have a few minutes left in the broadcast. Why you supported Relevant Radio, or if you've given, how God gave back, or how Relevant Radio has helped you in your faith journey or how you have stumbled upon us. I just want to hear your story. Give me a quick call, only a few minutes. 888-914-9149. Let me give you the pledge number because I'm about 120 phone calls away from hitting the goal we set for this hour, and I would love to see us do that. So if you can be part of this final push, thank you. Dollar for dollar match, and that number is 877-291-0123. Mike, I want to share something that came in. This person says, I just found a significant amount of money on the sidewalk.
Oh, really?
Somebody, I believe, must have lost it. Now, you find cash. Nobody's around. How do you, you know, how do you get it back to the hands of the person? So the person says, you know what I'm going to do with it? I intend to donate it to Relevant Radio and to your fundraiser, and I'm going to pray for the person who lost it. That way, they will have a blessing.
Wow.
So
kind this of was just cash sitting on the sidewalk?
Just, it must have fell out of someone's pocket. Wow. A fat stack. I don't know how much it was, but
yeah.
They're giving it to Relevant. So.
Well, look, if you've run into money unexpectedly, right. We talk about this all the time. Maybe, you know, whatever. It might have been a tax refund that came back you didn't expect or some kind of windfall. Listen, you couldn't make a better investment than giving some of that, a percentage of it, to Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Well, thanks to that listener. That's really
And you know, I feel bad. I always want to return things if I find something. Of course you want to get it back, but in a case like cash on a sidewalk somewhere, you know, you're not going to be able to get that back. So that person in their generosity is giving it to Relevant. I don't know how much it is, but it'll be doubled because they made that pledge in this hour. 9 minutes remain. That's all I have left in this hour. 9 minutes. Looking for 120 more people. If you can join me right now, 877-291-0123.
117, 116. Wow. They're coming in. 877-291-0123. Let me flip the tables here.
Please,
let me be
ahead.
The interviewer. I want to ask you a question,
Ow,
Drew.
I don't like that.
Let's see how you like sitting in the
guest chair. It's very awkward. Get on the other side of the mic.
No, first of all, I just want to thank you, Drew, for your yes many years ago when you agreed to do radio. You've talked about this before. You thought your calling was television, and then God changed your heart and you went into radio. Mm-hmm. But do you ever wonder if it weren't radio, if it weren't media, what you would do? Do you ever think about that? Like what your vocation would have been? What else you might have done?
Growing up, so a little inside baseball on who Drew Mariani is, right? Here we go. I wanted to be an astronaut.
Did you really?
I wanted to be an astronaut so bad. But that was not God's
calling. God said no right away.
Calling for me. It's not like I wanted to be a firefighter or a police officer. He says, no, I'm not going to give you that gift.
Yeah.
I still would love to go to the moon. I think it's so cool.
Now, I'm not being facetious here, but you know what I think you'd be really good at? An Uber driver. And you know why? No, because you're so entertaining. And in many ways, you really are an Uber driver. You know, we get in the car with you every day. We drive home. And you're there and beep, you keep us entertained. And the car drive, it goes fast. And sometimes you have a special guest sitting in the passenger seat. And time flies when we're driving with you. I think you'd be a great Uber driver.
It's true. I love driving. I love to talk to people.
Yeah.
I just love talking to people.
Yeah. 877-291-0123. Hey, show your support for Drew. He's here for you every day without fail. And make a tax-deductible pledge for the Drew Mariani Show. We only have 7 minutes left this hour. We're matching it 100%. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. I've come up with the name for the app, too. It's called Druber.
you know what happened? You're so funny. My wife went out with a bunch of her girlfriends one night, and they went to some wine bar or something. They were out having dinner. And so that's what they actually called me that
really?
Night.
Really? Druber?
One of her friends says, he kind of said, we can get an Uber. Or somebody said, we can get an Uber. So I can call my husband. I said, let's call Druber. He's a Druber. So that's a great name, Mike. I love it.
Good.
Hey, we just got a $5,000 donation in this hour from Anonymous in Brookfield. I think I know who that is. And if you're listening, I'm not going to say your name because it says Anonymous on my screen. But he's always very generous. Comes in at the $5,000 mark, and I think you love red wine. I think I know who you are. So my gratitude to you for that $5,000 because it becomes $10,000 in the remaining 6 minutes. No match tomorrow, But these next 6 minutes, you can get your money doubled, and we could really use you. 877-291-0123.
Wow, that's very generous. Those large gifts, of course, go a long way, but we need to hear from everyone. Do not think your gift is too small. Every dollar is being matched. We need 101 more people in the next 6 minutes. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Kate in Scottsdale, Arizona. Your $50 pledge means the world to us, and it's now $100. Carmen in Rhode Island, $100 becomes $200. And we had a very, very significant gift come in, $1,000 from Chris in St. Paul, Minnesota. That becomes $2,000. We're not doing this tomorrow. Tomorrow we will not have the partnership challenge. So make that pledge now. You have 6 minutes to go. 877-291-0123.
So your dream job, Mike, what would it be if you could do anything today? Outside of relevant and outside of programming,
yeah, I was a weird kid. It wasn't astronaut. I did want to be on the radio at a very young age. But my other jobs, I wanted to be a police sketch artist.
Oh wow, how cool! Are you an artist? Can you draw?
I used to draw faces all the time.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, but my dad was in law enforcement for a while, and he said, "You know, Mike, you're not going to make a lot of money in that." And of course, now it's all digital. Do they even do that by hand anymore?
You know, they take the eyebrows, the noses, they mix, they match, they create the identity of the person. But it's often amazing when you see those police sketches, how accurate they could be from description sometimes. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Have you ever seen the one online where there's a police sketch artist or a police sketch, and it looks just like the anchor man who's telling the story? It's over his right shoulder.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. I can just see that. Hilarious. Yeah. Hey, we're down to 4 minutes. I got to get back to business here, too. Yeah.
Hey, we're getting close. We only need 80 more. 80 That's more so people. Funny. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, 4 minutes, dollar for dollar match. We're just asking. Look, we got a long way to go. Friday, we got to hit the 3 million, and we're listener supported. That's what we need to get through the next several months. We're grateful for your support. If we make you laugh, if we entertain you, if we inspire you, if we make you cry, then get behind us, please. Time is ticking. Just a few seconds left today. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by going to use the mobile app. That's a great way to give.
5 minutes to go, just 5 minutes. Relevant Radio offers a rich variety of content. If you think about all the different things we do, your tax-deductible donation at 877-291-0123 provides so much for listeners just like you. Teaching, prayer, conversation, even family entertainment with the Merry Beggars and On the Night Train. If you've been listening to that, we're getting to the exciting conclusion. That series is about ready to wrap up. And it's not just radio. We offer a wealth of resources on our mobile app with prayers on demand or interesting articles about the day. If you haven't downloaded the Relevant Radio app, I encourage you to do it. It is rich with resources, and you can make your gift on there, too. It's real easy. So give from the heart. If you have the app, go ahead and tap the app or call us at 877-291-0123.
And a giant thank you to everyone who's given. I know, look, we come to you four times a year. You might have given in previous pledge drives. We're grateful for those who are giving new gifts. I want to thank Judy in Austin, who's a new donor, and Lisa in Moline, Illinois, who's a new donor, and you know, some really heroic giving I'm seeing in here, a couple of $2,000 gifts and a $2,500 gift. And I just want to say thank you for your gifts, large and small. I saw an $11 gift come in today, too. And that really speaks of generosity from the heart. Give whatever you can and give now at 877-291-0123. Mike, before we wrap it up, let me ask Maggie very quickly. Maggie, what did you want to be other than a producer?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot.
A beekeeper.
I actually wanted to, like, run a little coffee shop.
I could see you doing that, actually.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like,
I
lots of books, coffee, good music. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Mike, I'm glad you're here, too, as well. Yeah. And this has been fun. How many pledge drives have you done?
This is my 75th.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
75 pledge drives. You talk about generosity, right? Listeners keeping relevant on the air. It's really an amazing thing. So
you're right really behind grateful. Me. You've done just about as many. So.
Well, I'm closing in. Not quite. I think you started maybe the year before me or so.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's close.
Yeah.
And I did a pledge drive for Relevant before I even worked for him. So.
Yeah. Well, hey. We'd love to live in a world where we don't need pledge drives, but we got to get to this first 3 million this week. We still have a way
to go. So true. Hey, Kel Clark is coming up. Stay tuned for him. Brooke Taylor's sitting in for Timory today, too, right? Mm-hmm. And Father Father Rocky is going to be praying the rosary. Scott Hahn will be joining him tomorrow night. That's going to be a great day. I'll remind you about that tomorrow. Until we talk again tomorrow, may God bless you and thank you.